It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockenspeth and Greg Pickle here, joined by a special guest. We talked to his dad last week. Now we get the son, the more talented member of the Wallace family, Caden Wallace, four-star offensive lineman from New Jersey in the 19 class, a Penn State commit, coming off a Penn State visit, looking ahead a few days to the opening. Caden, thanks for taking some time for us.
Yes, sir. No problem. Glad to be here.
So it's a busy little stretch for you. I just wanted to go back to the visit weekend. You came out of it with some enthusiasm. How did the visit go?
Yeah, it was a great visit. Just great being on campus again, hanging out with some of the commits that we have and some of the potential commits that we have. So it's great being around a lot of talent.
So what all do you do on a weekend visit like that?
Me and the other commits, we did the camp, as well as like on the side, I guess, recruiting some of the more talented guys that we saw at the camp. So it was equal for us recruiting. And that's like building a bond together as a class. So it was good.
Caden, obviously everyone knows what you do at the camp part of that. You run, you jump, you get the blocks from guys maybe at some point, do a little one-on-one stuff. But take us through the rest of the day afterward, what the coaching staff set up for you guys, and sort of the one thing that so many guys come out of visits saying is that they feel like they were a part of the family, and that's one of the things you talked about a lot as the reason you committed. So what's it like? How do they make you feel part of the family after a busy day with a camp and then obviously the pool party and everything that followed?
Yeah, well, one of the big things for me and my family, and I know a lot of the other recruits, is the fact that whether you come for a game, practice, or for a camp, Coach Franklin always finds time to sit down with you, no matter how busy he is, no matter what his different priorities are. He always finds time to pull you aside and have a personal conversation with you. So I always find that special because I know how busy a head coach can be, either on a game day or on a camp when he's trying to recruit guys and stuff like that. So it's really special that he finds time to make us a big priority for him. So
we hear that a lot. It's really no smoke. I mean, every kid we talk to has some version of that to say. We talked to Bryce Eppner a few weeks ago, who's in the 2018 class, who said he showed up on his first official visit, and he's so accustomed to somebody other than the head coach greeting him that he walked right past James Franklin because it's so sort of out of the ordinary. We keep hearing that. And when you go through and you come out at the weekend, it seemed like you were really energized, and you tweeted something to the effect of you're either with us or you're losing against us. What compelled you to share that?
Yeah, well, kind of like I said before, just being around my new brothers, the new commits we have, and just seeing a lot of the other talents and the type of recruits they were trying to get. Like, you can already tell that we're trying to build something special here within the next couple of years. And I mean, there's a lot of kids that have Penn State offers, and if you choose a different school other than Penn State, I mean, I apologize in advance, because on the field it's a different story. I mean, we're gonna have to, like, I just feel really confident, really strong in our class, and the type of kids that we have in our class, and the amount of heart and determination that we have in our class is just, it's on a whole nother level. So just coming out of the weekend, I was really pumped up about it. We have a little commit 2019 group chat, and I sent something in there, and I was just like, these next couple of years, I mean, before we get to Penn State, I mean, I just really want to make sure everybody's working, so that when we get here, it's second nature to us, and we're firing off as soon as we get here. So, yeah.
Are you the recruiter type? I know you mentioned, you know, when you guys were together at the camp, but are you one who's going to be reaching out to other targets in the class? And then if so, who?
I reach out, usually to other linemen. But if I feel like I can make a connection with like a DB or something like that, I'll definitely reach out. But, I do like to reach out to other guys, because I know when I was getting recruited, it was kind of hard to find that aspect of guys that are either committed or guys that either play there already and build a relationship with them. So I always try to reach out and make sure, if you have a Penn State offer, that you at least feel comfortable, with talking to somebody that has any type of correlation with the staff and the program. So,
Caden, yeah. How does that work on a busy, a very crowded weekend like the one you just experienced? Because the coaches have a lot going on, obviously. They have guys there for camp. They have guys there just for visits. They have guys like you that are commits there that are doing a little bit of both. But you have to balance your time, I imagine, too, between trying to work with Coach Lime Grover, for example, in your case, and maybe getting to know him a little bit better, but also maybe trying to recruit a defensive back that's on campus or a linebacker that's on campus. So can you walk us through sort of how you figured to balance your time this weekend?
I mean, yeah, I was running around a lot, just making sure I could talk to everybody. I play offensive line, so I was trying to talk to guys that were playing like DB. I know we had this one guy named Mordecai who came out of the DMV. He ran like a 4.3. So I mean, I had to make time to sneak over and talk to him. Guys from New York like Adisa Isaac, I made sure that he plays D line, so we were a little bit closer, but I still made time to separate myself and go talk to him. I mean, just time management, kind of. You know, we had different types. We had different times where sometimes we weren't really doing that much, like at the barbecue and stuff like that. So it was a little bit easier to go talk to people. But yeah,
this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, talking to Caden Wallace, 4-star offensive lineman in Penn State's 2019 recruiting class. And I want you to tell me about the opening, Caden, and what that event means to you. Do you look back a couple years and had you circled this this event as something that you really wanted to get to, a big goal of yours?
Yeah, the opening, it was something that was really special for me this year because it's been a really big goal of mine since my freshman year. And I knew that I had to go out at the regional and kind of prove myself, because I never really, since I was ranked a 4-star, I'd never really gone out and like proved my talent at a camp. So I knew that I had to really go out and snap at the opening regionals. But it was something really special for me to be out there with other great players. You know, I got to hang out with Antonio Alfano, build a relationship with him. So I mean, it was just a great day, and I was glad I got to go out and showcase what I've been working on these past couple years.
I'm always curious at these things when you have two linemen, an offensive, a defensive lineman, not wearing any pads, who are doing one-on-one drills. What can we take away from that? How realistic is that? And what are you trying to prove as you're the offensive guy in that one-on-one matchup?
Well, it's kind of been fabled these past years that offensive linemen are kind of set up to lose in one-on-ones. I don't really find them. Without pads, I don't really find them realistic. I mean, and they're not really game realistic either, you know, considering the fact that the quarterback will be moving in a game. And as a lineman, you probably have help, if not from another lineman, then from somebody in the backfield helping you block. But I do find it, it helps you with, like, footwork, hand placement and stuff like that. I mean, it's not all bad, but I wouldn't say it's exactly realistic or game realistic or anything like that, but it's still something fun and something that still, you know, it connects you to the game of football. So, hey,
when you go out there, who are some of the guys that you'll be focused on? Obviously, a couple of them came to campus this past weekend, if I'm not mistaken. But are there any guys on your list that you want to say maybe I can make myself available to them, or maybe spend a little bit more time with them than normal, because you do have this unique opportunity to get into a place where there's elite talent all over the place at every single position? And of course, a lot of those guys either have Penn State offers or have Penn State offers and are also very much considering joining your class of 2019.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's definitely some guys that I want to focus on spending some time with this weekend. But I mean, just hanging out. I mean, we're going to have about 4 Penn State commits there already. So, I mean, just us 4 together, I think we're going to have a pretty good athletic weekend for us, but a good recruiting weekend for Penn State as well. So,
Caden, are you that cliche, sort of like the gentle giant off the field, but then just that violent force on the field? Because every time I sort of watch footage, you know, whether it's camp or whatever, or read descriptions of how you perform, it's always like violent this and power that. But then you're just such a, you know, you just strike me as maybe off the field, very polite, sort of soft-spoken.
Yeah, I actually get that a lot. I consider myself a BFG, a big friendly giant. Off the field, I mean, you have to have 2 different personalities, on the field and off the field. If I was mean and big and all this stuff off the field, that wouldn't be as productive as me being like a good person, a nice person off the field. So, I always find it, nice to be able to balance yourself. And have like, I mean, honestly, you do have to have two different personalities. If I was, you know, mean and violent off, like off the field, it'd be kind of weird. So, I mean, I find it good, to have a good balance in life. So I do consider myself to be, pretty friendly though.
I think it would be a little bit of a problem if you were a BFG on the field too. I don't think you'd be committed to Penn State right now if you are. Tell me about the recruiting process. And, you know, I think a lot of us who are on the outside look at it and you see a huge offer sheet and you're like, wow, that's so cool. That's a lot of opportunities. But at the same time, I'm sure as you're going through it, that's a lot of work and a lot of pressure and a lot of trying to figure out the next 4 or 5 years of your life right now. I'm sure it was a little bit overwhelming at some points.
Oh yeah, I tell people all the time, like when you first start off, I mean, everyone's kind of in the dream stage when they first start off and they're, oh, I got my first offer. And I mean, oh, my life is set and stuff like that. But when it really comes down to it and you're I collect about 30 offers and honestly pour through all these schools and find one that's perfect for me. It does get stressful. And at that time, I mean, there's other schools that are still hitting you up. And people still trying to push their agenda and stuff on you. So, I mean, it's a long process, but, if you pace yourself, if you focus, and honestly, if you have to keep God in it, keep your family in it, your teachers, your coaches, and, like, you'll be all right, but you just have to keep a heavy focused mindset and, just push through it. But it takes a lot of maturity and a lot of responsibility, to get through it.
A lot of support, as you said, too. And then just about 30 seconds, why did Penn State end up being the best choice for you?
Penn State was the best choice for me because I built a really strong relationship with Coach Franklin. And I know everyone says don't go to the school because of Coach. But Coach Franklin was he was a really big driving force for me coming to State College. Another big thing was just the family aspect, like I mentioned before, and the feeling that I get every time I come into State College. I don't get anywhere else. So.
And then when you step away from a visit weekend, you separate the emotion, that feeling is still there, clearly.
Yeah, yes, sir.
It's Caden Wallace, 2019 offensive lineman, a four-star from the state of New Jersey, joining us here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Caden, thanks again, man.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. We're going to move on. We're going to look ahead a little bit to the 2018 season. We're going to look at the green, yellow, red light freshman that Penn State has coming on campus. Stick around. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.